How have you seen the 9th District change since you've been out of it? It's been 11 years now.
I think the change has been what I associate with a change in American politics generally. The 9th District is a fairly insular district, but the people in it are not insular. They have broad views. They had them 30 years ago. They have them today. They have a I was always impressed by the number of people in the 9th District who had an interest in foreign policy, which I dealt with quite a bit, and quite a sophisticated interest. I think probably in general the politics of the 9th District, because as you suggest, it's a fairly balanced district, is more intense because there's more money in the system, there's more information out there, there are more organized groups out there. So being a representative is tougher today than it was 20 years ago.
President Obama, who you endorsed during the race, has paid a lot of attention to Indiana's economy. He's been here three times since being sworn in. And what would you make of his approach to Indiana's economy, infusing hundreds of millions of dollars to try to stimulate the industries that, provided so many jobs before?
First, I think the president has had an unusual interest in Indiana. He sees it as kind of a crucial state politically, but he also sees it as a fairly typical Midwestern state. And you're right, he's been here quite a bit. He's really zeroed in on Elkhart, Indiana, and sees in the problems that Elkhart has had on the manufacturing side as typical of much of the economic problems in the Middle West. I believe that the stimulus package that the president and the Congress put together has been beneficial. I think our problems would have been much worse. That's really good news. Something has been done right. Having said all of that, we in this state, but in the country, still have a very high unemployment, and there's a lot of heartache out there in this state over the economic situation. So we're not out of the woods by any means, and I think additional measures will be necessary probably to help the economy improve.
Do you still speak with the president fairly regularly? What do you talk to him about if you do?
I know him well. He's been kind enough to consult me on a few occasions. I'm not a close, intimate advisor of his. I do see him from time to time. I see many of his top aides on a fairly regular basis.
In your time in Congress and in your decade out of Congress, what do you feel like you regret that you didn't do or didn't have a chance to do? Is there anything you wish you could go back that you would do differently?
I think you always look back and say, well, I could have done that better. I don't have any major regrets. I didn't accomplish all that I would like to have done. But I do feel that I had some impact in that institution, and it's not an easy institution to impact. I helped make the country work better, and in a sense, that was my interest. This is a very big, very complicated country. Leading this country and solving our problems in a country of over 300 million people of enormous diversity is very hard work. You do not make progress in that kind of a country by the long Hail Mary pass. You make it yard by yard, maybe inch by inch.
You've answered thousands of questions, I'm sure. What are you tired of being asked about?
If a question comes from a constituent, from a Hoosier, I think the worst thing a politician can do is to not pay attention to it. The question that is asked of a representative or even asked to me as a former representative is a sincere question. And I try my best to keep my patience and to answer honestly as I can. Don't always succeed at that. I tried to take seriously every question put to me.